The Iraqi military has declared the full liberation of Ramadi. Iraqi troops raise a national flag above a Flashpoint government complex. The premises were the last stronghold of the Daesh terrorists in the capital of Anbar province. Early reports said the Iraqi forces were combing the streets for bombs and booby traps. A Lebanese convoy has transferred at least 130 militants from the Syrian border town of Zabadani to the border. At the same time, about 350 pro-government fighters and civilians were evacuated from two besieged Shia towns in Idlib province. The transfers come under a UN-brokered deal between Syria and the militant. Turkey's Human Rights Association says the army operations against the Kurdistan Workers' Party have resulted in scores of civilian casualties. It said nearly 180 Kurdish civilians were killed between July the 24th and September the 22nd. According to the group, the attacks have deprived people in conflict zones of fundamental services. Nearly 20 people have been killed in a bomb attack on a mosque in Nigeria's Borno state. More than 90 others were wounded in the explosion in Maiduguri. Earlier, the army said it had repelled a Boko Haram attack on a village near the city. A report by a non-government think tank highlights employment discrimination against ethnic minorities in the UK. The Resolution Foundation says minorities face more barriers to work and receive lower pay than white workers. The report says the discrimination comes despite improvements in educational attainment among ethnic minorities. Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers agree to resolve a dispute over Japan's World War II sex slaves. A handwritten apology from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has reportedly been handed to Korean officials in Seoul. Tokyo has also proposed that a fund be set up to compensate the victims.